Parshas Tetzaveh details, the first half of Parshas Tetzaveh details all of the making of the Big Day Kahuna, and amongst the Big Day Kahuna that were particular to the Kohen Gadol is the Beged of the Me'il. And the Psukim tell us, Ve'asisas Me'il ha'ephod k'lil t'chilas, you should make the Me'il of the ephod. The Me'il was the cloak that went on that, and it was the outermost layer of the Kohen Gadol's garments, and then the ephod was kind of the belt that went around that Me'il. So the Me'il is supposed to be made of k'lil t'chilas, solely of t'chilas. Then the pasuk says, "V'hayafi roshol b'selchah u'safa yiyel afiv saviv ma'aseh orei. So the pasuk instructs us to make a cloak that has a rim around it, a collar that is not sewn as a separate piece, but rather woven into the fabric. And it's supposed to be the type of collar that is not supposed to be torn, meaning that it's supposed to be very strongly woven into the garment, such that lo yikareah, such that it will not be torn. That's the simple interpretation of the pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma and Ayin Beis Amud Aleph quotes Rav Yehuda, who has an additional interpretation of the words lo yikareah, where according to his interpretation, the words don't only mean that the cloak, the me'il, shouldn't come to be torn, meaning that it should be made in a fashion that won't eventually be torn. But lo yikareah is actually a commandment, meaning it's a prohibition. It's telling us that we are prohibited from tearing the me'il. And in fact, Rav Yehuda says that lo yikareah is not just a prohibition to tear the me'il, but it's a prohibition to tear all of the Big Day Kahuna. Rav Yehuda says that anyone who tears the Big Day Kahuna is chayiv malchus, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, and also all the others of the Mone HaMitzvos, including the Sefer HaChinuch and the Smag and others, codify this mitzvah of lo yikareah as a lav de'oraisa, such that we are prohibited to tear at least the Me'il and maybe all of the Big Day Kahuna, as Rav Yehuda says in the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. So I'd like to ask a couple of questions in light of this Gemara and this prohibition of Lo Yikareah. The first one is according to the Gemara that we said from the Gemara in Yuma, that according to Rav Yehuda, Lo Yikareah, this prohibition to tear, applies to all of the Big Day Kahuna, not just the Me'il. So the question is, on what basis does the Isser to tear the Big Day Kahuna appear specifically, and in particular in the context of the Me'il? Meaning the Torah doesn't have a separate pasuk to say, you should wear the Big Day Kahuna, and you also shouldn't tear them. It doesn't say that, but rather, specifically in the context of the Me'il, does it tell us, Lo Yikareah, you're not allowed to tear the Me'il. And from those words, in the context of the Me'il, does Rav Yehuda derive the more general prohibition to tear the Big Day Kahuna? So why is it that the Isser to tear all of the Big Day Kahuna appears specifically in the context of the Me'il? That's question number one. Question number two is, what exactly is the scope of this Isser to tear the Big Day Kahuna? Are you not allowed to tear under any circumstances? Are there any exceptions to the rule? What if, for example, you need to tear the Beged in order to fix it, in order to make it nicer, in order to beautify it? Would you be allowed to tear it under those circumstances? Or is this Isser to tear the Big Day Kahuna not subject to any exceptions? And the third question is, what exactly is the relationship between the Isser to tear the Me'il in specific and the Isser to tear the Big Day Kahuna in general? As we've noted a bunch of times already, the Gemara in Yuma and Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, which is a member of Rav Yehuda, tells us that we derive the Isser to tear all of the Big Day Kahuna specifically from the Isser to tear the Me'il. So what's the relationship between those instances or those examples of the Isser? What is the relationship between the Isser to tear the Me'il and the Isser to tear the Big Day Kahuna in general? So let's discuss that third question first. What exactly is the definition of this Isser, or the parameters of this Isser to tear the Me'il in specific, or the Big Day Kahuna in general? So in truth, there's an ambiguity in the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam tells us as follows: V'hakoreya pi ha-Me'il loke, shene'emar lo yikareya. He who tears the mouth, meaning the collar of the Me'il, is subject to lashes, because the pasuk says lo yikareah. Based on that Gemara in Yuma, we interpret those words as a lav. V'hu hadin lechol Big Day Kahuna shehakor on derech hashchasa loke. And so too is the law for all of the Big Day Kahuna, that whoever tears the Big Day Kahuna derech hashchasa in a damaging type of way is subject to lashes. So the Achronim were troubled by this line in the Rambam, because there's a certain ambiguity. On the one hand, he tells us that anyone who tears the pi ha-me'il, who tears the me'il, is subject to lashes. And he doesn't add any limitations or qualifications. So it seems that even shelo b'derech hashchasa, even if you were to tear the me'il, not in a destructive manner, but rather in a constructive manner, nonetheless, you would be over on that lav. But then at the exact same time, he says, v'hu hadin l'chol b'dei kohuna, it's the same law that applies to all of the other b'dei kohuna, that if you tear them b'derech hashchasa, only in a destructive manner, do you get malchus, do you get lashes? So which one is it? Are you over on the iser even when it's shelo b'derech hashchasa? Or are you over on the iser only b'derech hashchasa? Or is there some distinction between the me'il and the other b'dei kohuna? This was subject to dispute amongst both the Rishonim and the Achronim. According to the Mishnah Lamelech, the Rambam really means to tell us just one din. There's one iser here. That's an iser to tear the Bigdei Kuhuna b'derech hashchasa, in a destructive manner. That applies equally to all of the Bigdei Kuhuna, including the Mi'il. And when the Rambam told us that v'hakorea pi ha-mi'il lokash and emar lo yikorea, that was just meant as a type of introductory phrase to teach us the iser to tear all of the Bigdei Kuhuna, most likely because that iser appears specifically in the context of the Mi'il. But don't be mistaken, says the Mishnah Lamelech, really the Rambam means to tell us that this iser applies only b'derech hashchasa, only in a destructive manner. However, others of the Achronim, including the Minchas Chinuch, and also a sefer quoted by the Mishnah Lamelech called the Korban Chagiga, interpret the Rambam in a very different way. And perhaps, which is the more simple interpretation of the Rambam, in light of other evidence as well. And they say that what the Rambam really means to tell us here is that there's a distinction between the Mi'il and the other Bigdei Kuhuna when it comes to this prohibition of tearing. When it comes to the Shar Bigdei Kuhuna, to the other seven of the set of eight, so says the Rambam, that one is over on the Iser only when he does it b'derech hashchasa, only when he does it in a destructive manner. But when it comes to the Mi'il, the Rambam applies this Iser without qualification. You're not allowed to tear the Mi'il under any circumstances, whether it's destructive or constructive. That's the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch and also of the Sefer Korban Chagiga. So what emerges is that from this ambiguity in the Rambam, there are different interpretations and really different shitos halacha l'maisa. So according to the Mishnah Lamelech, there's one iser, and it applies only when it's destructive. Whereas according to the Minchas Chinuch, and also according to the Sefer Korban Chagiga, really there are two different, or at least two different permutations of this iser. When it comes to the Mi'il, the iser is even when it's constructive, whereas when it comes to the Shar Bigdei Kuhuna, the iser is only when it's destructive. Now, where does the iser for the Shar Bigdei Kuhuna come from, if we're going to distinguish between the Mi'il and the other Bigdei Kuhuna? So the Minchas Chinuch explains, based on the Kesef Mishnah, that iser might be a totally separate iser, not from lo yikareya, but rather an iser of lo sa'asun kein Hashem Elokeichem. What iser is that? So the Torah tells us that we're supposed to destroy all of the Avodah Zarah that we find in Eretz Yisrael when we come to conquer the land, b'ni tatzdem es mizbechosam. We're supposed to destroy the altars that were used for Avodah Zarah. And then the Pasuk says after that, lo sa'asun kein Hashem Elokeichem. And from there we derive that we're not allowed to destroy any objects of Kedusha that we use to serve the Ribono Shalom. So for example, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that based on that pasuk of Lo Sa'asun Kein Hashem Elokeichem, we're not allowed to destroy any part of the Mizbeach or any part of the Heichal or any of the other structures that we find in the Beis HaMikdash. And says the Minchas Chinuch that perhaps that's also the source that for not tearing the Bigdei Kuhuna. That just as we're not allowed to destroy the Mizbeach, so too we're not allowed to tear the Bigdei Kuhuna because of the pasuk of Lo Sa'asun Kein Hashem Elokeichem. But if that's the case, if that's the source for the Iser to tear the Bigdei Kuhuna, then that would be limited to b'derech hashchasa, to a destructive type of tearing. Just as you're not allowed to destroy the Mizbeach, so too you're not allowed to destroy the Bigdei Kuhuna. So you're only not allowed to tear the Bigdei Kuhuna when that tearing is going to be destructive. But when it's constructive, when it's for a certain purpose, like coming to make the Bigdei Kuhuna more beautiful, so then the Iser would not apply. And if that's the case, then really we have two different sources for the Mi'il versus the Shar Bigdei Kuhuna. When it comes to the Mi'il, so then we have a source of lo yikareya. You're not allowed to tear the Mi'il at all under any circumstances. Whereas for Shar Bigdei Kuhuna, the source is not lo yikareya, but rather lo sa'asun kein Hashem Elokeichem. That you're not allowed to tear the Bigdei Kuhuna in a destructive manner because you're not allowed to destroy the Shar Bigdei Kuhuna. So if that's the case, then once again, just to review, according to the Mishnah Melech, there's one Isser. That Isser is Lo Yikareya. It applies to both the Me'il and all of the other seven Bigdei Kohuna, and it applies only in a destructive manner. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, there are two different Isurim when it comes to the Me'il and when it comes to Shar Bigdei Kohuna. For the Me'il, it's the Isser of Lo Yikareya. That applies under all circumstances. Whereas for Shar Bigdei Kohuna, it's the Isser of Lo Sasun Kein Hashem Elokeichem, destroying objects of Kedusha, and that applies only in a destructive manner, not under all circumstances. What nafkamina do we find between these two different positions, between the Mishnah Melech and the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer Korban Chagiga? So there are many nafkamina that distinguish the two. The first is perhaps the nafkamina that we've been discussing all along, namely, let's say you want to tear the me'il, shalo b'derech hashchasa. You want to tear this cloak made of solely of techeles, but you want to do it in a constructive way. Would that be permissible or would that be prohibited? So according to the Mishnah Melech, that would be totally permissible because you're not doing it in a destructive manner, and the iser to tear the Bigdei Kohuna, including the me'il, applies only when it's destructive. Whereas according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam would tell us that is totally prohibited. Why? Because when it comes to the Me'il, there's an Isser of Lo Yikareya, and that applies under all circumstances. The Minchas Chinuch presents two other nafkamina as well. The first, when it comes to Hasra'a, what type of warning do you have to give someone when he's about to tear the Bigdei Kohuna? So says the Minchas Chinuch that if he's about to tear the Me'il, then you should give him the Hasra'a of Lo Yikareya. Whereas if he's about to tear some of the other Bigdei Kohuna in a destructive manner, then you would give him the Hasra'a of Lo Sa'asun Kein Hashem Elokeichem. You would tell him not to violate the law of Lo Sa'asun Kein Hashem Elokeichem. Whereas according to the Mishnah Melech, there wouldn't be any distinction between tearing the Me'il and between tearing the other Bigdei Kohuna. For all of the Bigdei Kohuna, you would give him the same Hasra. You would tell him, don't be over on the law of Lo Yikareya, because that's the source for all Bigdei Kohuna, and it applies only when he would be tearing the Bigdei Kohuna in a destructive manner. In addition to that, the Minchas Chinuch notes, how many sets of Malkos would someone get if he were to tear the Me'il in a destructive manner? So says the Minchas Chinuch, if someone were to destroy the Me'il through tearing, then he might be subject to two sets of Malkos. Why? Because he would be over on two separate Isurim. Number one, he would be over on the Isur to tear the Me'il at all. That's the Isur of Lo Yikareya. And number two, he would be over on the Isur of Lo Sa'asun Kein Hashem Elokeichem, destroying objects of Kedusha. So since he was over on two separate Isurim, he would get two sets of Malkos. Whereas according to the Mishnah Melech, you can never even start to think that someone would be subject to two sets of Malkos when he's tearing the Bigdei Kohuna, because there's just one Isser that applies to the Me'il and all of the other Bigdei Kohuna as well. That's the Isser of Lo Yikareya. So therefore, even if he were to tear the Me'il in a destructive manner and seemingly do two things at once, nonetheless, according to the Mishnah Melech, that would only constitute one Isser of Lo Yikareya, and therefore he would only be subject to one set of Malkos. In addition to that, there's an interesting other discussion as to how much does one have to tear in order to be over on this Isser. So this was a machlokas between the Achronim, between the Sfas Emes and the Malbin. So the Sfas Emes says, I'm not sure exactly how much you would have to tear in order to be over on the Isser of tearing the Bigdei Kohuna, but perhaps the shear is whatever it would take to get rid of the Tumah. Let's say that to get rid of Tumah that was located within the Bigdei Kohuna. So let's say, take the following example. Let's say you have a beged and it becomes tameh, and you want to get rid of that tumah by basically getting rid of the shein beged, by getting rid of the status of the beged from that piece of the Bigdei Kohuna. So in order to do that, you would have to really kind of destroy the beged, and by doing that, you would get rid of the status of tumah that devolved upon that beged. So says the Sfas Emes that's the general shear for how much you would have to do in order to be over on the lav in general to tear the Bigdei Kohuna. However much it takes to get rid of tumah, that's how much it takes to be over on the lav of kriya. But the Malbim says that according to the Rambam, that's not the case. According to the Rambam, when it comes to the Me'il at least, it would be a kol shehu. Any form of tearing would constitute a violation of Lo Yikareya. So here too, we have an afkamina in terms of the sheer kriya. When it comes to the mi'il, so if you're going to distinguish between the mi'il and the shaar bidei kuhuna, you might say that for the mi'il, any type of tearing, even a kol shehu, would constitute a violation of the prohibition. Whereas for the other bidei kuhuna, you might say that a more concrete, a more destructive type of tearing would be necessary in order to violate the law. Whereas according to the Mishle Melech, that there is no distinction between the mi'il and the shaar bidei kuhuna, so then you would have the same standard across the board. Whether it would be a kol shehu across the board, or more likely, it would be some more concrete, substantive type of tearing that would apply across the board, both to the mi'il and all of the other bigdei kuhuna. So what we've seen so far is a machlokas as to how to interpret the Rambam when it comes to the iser to tear the bigdei kuhuna. Is it the same iser that applies to the mi'il and all of the other bigdei kuhuna? That's the position of the Mishle Melech. Or is there a distinction between the two? And maybe there are even two different isurim. That's the position of the Minchas Chinuch. That when it comes to the mi'il, it would be the iser of lo yikareya. Whereas when it comes to all of the other bigdei kuhuna, that would be the iser of lo sasun kein Hashem Elokeichem. And we mentioned a bunch of nafkamina that could distinguish between these two positions. Number one, are you allowed to tear the mi'il in a constructive manner? So that would be a difference between the Mishle Melech and the Minchas Chinuch. Number two, what type of hasura do you have to give? Could you ever have a situation where you'd be subject to two sets of malchus? For example, if you tore the mi'il biderech hashchasa in a destructive manner. And the fourth nafkamina, how much would you have to tear in order to violate the law? Would it be a substantive amount, maybe even how much it would take to get rid of the status of Tumah from the Bega? That's the position of the Sfas MS. Or would it be just the Kol Shehu, says the Malbim, because the Mi'il cannot be torn under any circumstance. The truth is, however, that when we take a deeper look at the Rambam, it could be that the Rambam means to say something entirely different from what we've been suggesting so far. Maybe what the Rambam's trying to say is not exactly the interpretation of the Mishle Melech or of the Minchas Chinuch, but rather something different. Because after all, if we pay careful attention to the words in the Rambam, he says as follows, someone who tears the mi'il is subject to malchus because the pasuk says lo yikareya, v'hu hadin chol bigdei kuhuna. And it's the same law that applies to all of the bigdei kuhuna. And that applies only b'derech hashchasa. So it seems like when we read the Rambam, that there's a type of tension going on here. On the one hand, the simple interpretation is that there is a distinction between the mi'il and the shaar bigdei kuhuna. When it comes to the mi'il, the iser applies under all circumstances, whether destructive or constructive. Whereas when it comes to the other bigdei kuhuna, the iser applies only in a destructive manner. That's what the Minchas Chinuch in the Korban Chagiga told us. But as opposed to the Minchas Chinuch, who thinks that there are two separate isurim going on here, it seems like in the Rambam there's one iser that applies to all of the bigdei kuhuna. That's why he says v'hu hadin l'chol bigdei kuhuna. The same iser that applies to the mi'il also applies to all of the other bigdei kuhuna. Now, how can that be? How can it be that there's one iser that applies to the mi'il and to the other bigdei kuhuna, but nonetheless there's a difference in the application of that iser, such that when it comes to the mi'il, the iser applies under all circumstances, whereas when it comes to the bigdei kuhuna, it applies only in a destructive manner. So I would like to suggest, based on other evidence as well, but we don't have enough time, unfortunately, to get into all of the evidence, so hopefully another time we'll have we'll go more into this matter. But what I'd like to suggest is that what the Rambam here is saying is that there's a hierarchy amongst the bigdei kuhuna, and basically the mi'il is the paradigm for the prohibition to tear the begadim. Why is that the case? Because the mi'il is the beged that symbolizes the kohen gadol's wholesome and complete devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his service in the mikdash. That's an approach that's mentioned very much by Rav Hirsch, by Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, and by the Netziv as well. That's why the Me'il is made up specifically Kalil Techilas. It's entirely made up of one color. It's supposed to cover the Kohen Gadol's entire body from his neck all the way down to his feet, a point made by the Ramban and also by the Rambam. Some explain that the Me'il is supposed to be made just with one piece of cloth. You couldn't use multiple pieces of cloth in order to construct the mi'il. Why is this the case? Because all of these are indications of the fact that the mi'il is supposed to be the beged that conveys and symbolizes the Kohen Gadol's wholesome devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That being the case, we can understand why the prohibition of tearing the Big Day Kahuna appears specifically in the context of the Mi'il, because the Mi'il cannot be torn under any circumstances, specifically because of its nature and its symbolism of the Kohen Gadol's complete devotion to his service, to his Sheiros. That being the case, the Mi'il becomes the paradigm of completeness and wholesomeness that's supposed to characterize the Kohen Gadol service in general, and is supposed to apply to all of the Big Day Kahuna. But since the Mi'il is the paradigm, therefore that Isser Kriya, that Isser to tear the Mi'il, applies under all circumstances. It comes at the top of the hierarchy in the Rambam. And then we extend that Isser to all of the other Big Day Kahuna, V'hu Adin, the Shar Big Day Kahuna, except that there's a little bit of a difference. When it comes to the other Big Day Kahuna, because they're not the paradigms of this idea, but rather the Mi'il is the paradigm of that idea, but rather these are extensions and branches off of that that paradigm set by the Mi'il. So then the Isser would apply only when you tear it in a destructive manner, because only destruction would constitute a violation of this idea of the wholesomeness and completeness that's supposed to characterize the Kohen Gadol. If that's the case, then there's one Isser in the Rambam to tear the Big Day Kahuna. It's set as a paradigm in the context of the Mi'il because of the role and nature of the Mi'il, and then it's extended to all of the other Big Day Kahuna, but nonetheless, we can explain why there's a difference between the Mi'il and the other Big Day Kahuna, that with regard to the Mi'il, the Isser applies under all circumstances, specifically because the Mi'il is the paradigm of this idea of wholesomeness and completeness, but when it comes to the other Begadim, it applies only, b'derech hashchasa, only in a destructive manner, because those are derivatives of the paradigmatic idea of the Mi'il. I wish everyone a great rest of the week and a great Shabbos.